Club Hunters in Trigardi.
Hello.
And my sponsor always says, we make plans and God laughs, because my plan was to come and sit there on my chair and have a nice quiet meeting, but I guess I've been put on the hot chair. But it was actually useful because I came back last night from 4 days. I went on a small trip doing a little bit of push-ups in terms of recovery by really sitting here and sharing something that hopefully would make sense. I think it's a good exercise, so I'll take it with gratitude. And I think today is the 8th, so tomorrow will be my 17th month of sobriety, and it will be the date essentially when I walked into this room. That was in September of 2023. And I was basically broken. I was broken inside. I was fearing for my life, in the sense that everything that I had wanted or worked for many, many years, including my marriage, was pretty much, you know, on the verge of destruction, and it was entirely my fault. I mean, simple as that. So, and I didn't have a clue about what this program was. I just literally never heard it about it. I heard about AA because I think it's impossible not to hear about AA, but I never had issues, luckily, with substances. So I just know about AA. When I heard SAA, I'm like, what is that thing? So, but it's interesting to think about it now. When I got the beginner's package and I started reading those little things in there, including there was a question that I remember and there was a characteristics. When I went through the stuff, I'm like, holy cow, this is really, I mean, I can check every single one of these boxes. I mean, I'm just all of that. And so, you know, I also heard here many, many times people say that, you know, there was such a stigma attached to that. For me, actually, it was different. For me, at the beginning, there was no stigma because I felt so desperate. I mean, if anybody told me, in order to get better and say what you got, you need to do, you know, you could jump through literally fire, I would have done that. For me, the stigma came afterwards. Why? Because when I started feeling better, for me, the idea of like introducing myself as a sex and love addict is now heavier. I felt like it, I felt like at the beginning I deserved that. And then as things got a little bit better and I was working my steps, I'm like, well, you know, maybe I'm no longer that guy, you know, that person. But that's a fallacy. You know, that's essentially a fallacy. That is, as I've experienced in 17 months, to me, that is really the disease and my dark stranger that is trying to pull back at me. Because one of the things I felt over this period of time is that every time I have sort of, I would say maybe, took off the food from the gas, I haven't relapsed, luckily, one day at a time, but I certainly have not felt well. Mm. And the way this has manifested with me has been primarily with, I would say, resentment. And I've always been, you know, I would say an angry person. I have a tendency to be resentful. One of my character defects is certainly resentment and insecurity. And I spent a lot of my life not only acting out with women, but also just being mad at people. You know, I would find absolutely, now I can say, absurd reasons to be mad at people, whether it was at work or outside work. You know, I read recently, I don't remember what it was, but I read recently, maybe it was a big book that I'm reading quite often now, where somebody said, my life was, the way I used to relate to people in my life was, I was either above them or below them. And that's exactly how I lived most of my life. I was either, oh, I'm better than you, or holy shit, I'm worse than you, and then I need to hate you, you know? And it was like, you know, the most miserable way, of course, to live. And I would try to fill that hole by acting out and, you know, sort of feeling like I still had it with the ladies, which is, of course, was absurd. Again, bear in mind, I've been married 20 years, so that wasn't exactly the right thing to do. So, chaos, right? You know, I mean, overall, I would say I spent at least half of my life really in chaos. And I didn't think it was chaos. I thought it was just okay. You know, I felt like I could handle it all. And I remember thinking, as I was acting out and I was cheating and intriguing, the more I did it, the less I got caught, the more emboldened I felt. Like, okay, I'm never gonna get caught. You know, this is just fine, it's working okay. Just be careful, and sure enough, I got caught. And I got caught in the stupidest way. And I'm gonna mention this because I have been always an agnostic in my life. And so the idea of God or higher power was, as much as I grew up Catholic, but I never really practiced. And so the way I got caught, I was actually on a weekend, I was on a trip to New York City with my wife, which I organized and I wanted to do badly. And, you know, she basically took my phone and she found messages. And I got used, unfortunately, but I want to be honest, I got used to hide all sorts of stuff during my years of acting out. So for me, the fact that I left a text message trail with my qualifier on my phone while we with my wife, I never done that, but for some reason, that time was right there. And I'm seriously convinced that that was my higher power back then, wanting me to get caught, and I did get caught, to give me a chance just to change what I was doing, because it was absolutely, this was going to crash and burn, and it was much better than crash and burn back then, and if it continued, it got even worse. So that was my. And at the time, I didn't think it was my higher power. At the time, I was just desperate. I'm like, holy shit, this is my life is over and all of that. And then I came in here, and the very first time I came in here, I walked in, and I basically walked to the front of the room here, and I introduced myself to the person that became my sponsor, and I said, hey, I'm Paolo, and I'm new, I need a sponsor. And then we started talking and we developed this relationship. So that was my second example of higher power, where somebody that didn't know me from anybody else just accepted my willingness to try to get this to work, and we started working together. So the other thing I want to mention is the steps. I had no idea again about what 12 steps were. And as I started to work the steps and read some of the books, I started to understand sort of the process, and now I become actually really passionate about it. This is just my personal opinion, of course. I believe particularly the big book is so powerful. In my opinion, I think it should almost be made almost mandatory reading in schools. I think that the principles of the big book are absolutely, for me personally, stunning. The simplicity and the directness of the message. If I think that the book was written in 1939, if I'm not mistaken, it was the first edition. Yeah, thank you. I think it's done. So, but I had struggles. It's not like the steps were, a straight line or something particularly easy. And I want to mention this before I wrap up because it's important. This is hard work. And I felt it to be hard work many times. And I've had struggles in the last 17 months, not in really believing in the program, but in finding the strength to really work with the higher power and to do the work all the time. Because in my opinion, this is just my opinion, if this is not done daily, then it doesn't work. If I don't do it daily, honestly, it doesn't work. And I've been through periods where I didn't do it daily. I've been through periods where I was checking boxes. And the first thing that happens with me, I mean, luckily, one day at a time, I don't feel like acting out, intriguing, or cheating, but my mood immediately changes, and I just feel like crap. And I feel detached from people, from the program. I just feel like I want to take my will back, and it's a very, again, in the past, it used to be normal. Now, it's really uncomfortable, and it leads me down the wrong path. And the other thing I would say is, and this is, of course, very personal, working with a sponsor is not easy. It's not easy for the sponsee, it's not easy with the sponsor. And I had, a fair number of, bumps where I butted heads with my sponsor. And, I'm always telling the sponsor, oh, I wish we didn't butt heads. And the answer is like, you live in fantasy because this is our world. And, but it's right. it's reality. You know, this is not a social club as much as we enjoy coming here and talking, but this is a place where if we take it seriously, we are really doing serious stuff. Mm-hmm. And I become more intimate emotionally with my sponsor than I ever been with anybody in my life, including my wife. I hate to say this, but it's just the truth. I've told my sponsor things that I never told my wife. So again, it's serious work, but it's a blessing. So anyways, I wrap up now, and again, for the newcomers, keep coming back. It's a really powerful program, and you will be there. So thank you. Thank you.